Friends of the Eel River is a non-profit formed by a group of Eel River enthusiasts to advocate for the river and its fish. This coming Saturday, the organization celebrates its 30-year anniversary at the Eel River Lodge in Fortuna. We spoke to Executive Director Alicia Hammond about the event and some of the nonprofit's past accomplishments.
Friends of the Eel River has been passionately advocating for the recovery of the wild and scenic Eel River for 30 years now. So we are having a big kind of once in a decade celebration to mark this momentous occasion. We are hosting a banquet style event at the Fortuna River Lodge on Saturday, September 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. It's going to include a catered dinner with live music by the Ponies of Harmony. We'll have a special VIP speaker, a presentation on our latest work and our ambitions for the future. One really fun thing I'm excited about is we're going to have a rousing game of Eel River Jeopardy. Contestants include some local elected officials and folks who are somewhat experts on Eel River trivia. Marissa McGrew from the Natural Resources Department of the Wiat Tribe is going to be hosting that game for us. We'll also have an amazing silent auction where you can score pack raft or other outdoor gear, jewelry, artwork, lots of other stuff for a really great deal. So if you're looking to, you know, support a good cause and also stock up on some gifts for the holidays or some nice things for yourself, that's a great place to do that. We'll have a photo booth with all kinds of fun stuff. Props so you and your friends can make it a memorable evening and a couple other fun surprises. So it really is an event not to be missed.
During the past three decades, the organization has seen many highs and lows when it comes to the river and its ecosystem. When she's asked about their major accomplishments along the way, Hammond mentions a victory at the California Supreme Court against the North Coast Railroad Authority, requiring the agency to comply with the California Environmental Quality Act and ensure that tribal consultation and broad community and stakeholder input take place on projects in the Eel River corridor.
We also, just a few years ago, had litigation with Humboldt County that we settled, which resulted in a grant fund that sent about $1.5 million into the community for sediment reduction projects. Sediment in the Eel River is a really big issue. And so we were really pleased to do what we could to reduce the impacts of sediment and ensure that dirt stays on the landscape and not in the river. We also successfully listed the Northern California summer steelhead as endangered under the California Endangered Species Act. Summer steelhead in the Eel River are a really, really special run of fish. They are unique because they come into the watershed earlier than the other salmonids, and they kind of get a head start, and they're able to get farther up into the watershed than their winter counterparts. And so then they're able to bring those ocean-derived nutrients that our forests need much farther up into the landscape than the other salmon and steelhead are. And then, of course, we have also been leading the fight to ensure that the Eel River dams are removed. For probably 20 years, we have been educating the public and policymakers about the real serious dam safety issues that are present at the project. Friends of the Eel River was formed largely to ensure that the Eel River dams will be removed. And that moment is quickly becoming a reality. So this is a really exciting time to reflect on all of our past accomplishments, just celebrating with our longtime supporters and allies, many of whom have been with us since the very beginning. We're going to have all of our current staff there, most of our current board members, and many of our former board members. So it'll be a chance for folks who have been supporting us from the sidelines to really get to know our organization on a personal level.
During this interview, we also spoke to Hammond about the upcoming removal of the Powder Valley dams, what the best case scenario for the Friends of the Eel River would be, and what could potentially stand in the way of that scenario becoming a reality. That part of the interview will air at a later date, but in the meantime, here is Alicia Hammond again, reminding us how we can get our hands on tickets for Saturday's 5 p.m. event at the Eel River Lodge in Fortuna.
Tickets are $60 and they're available through our website, eelriver.org, or you can definitely call our office at 707-798-6345 if you have any trouble finding where to purchase tickets.
Reporting for KMUT, I'm Seward Bjørn.